Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
On that tomorrow. But I'm joined now from our Cork studio by Agnes Boucher-Hayes, home economist and lecturer at the Technological University of the Shannon. Good morning, Agnes.
Morning, Claire.
Now it's time for the final part three of our do's and don'ts of laundry. So far we've covered the temperature you should wash your clothes at, biological, non-bio powders as well, how to get rid of the dreaded stains from our favourite items of clothing. And today we're going to be talking about drying those clothes. Now, I'm aware that the weather has been very good this week, but some people do still use their tumble dryers. Someone told me the other day about putting them in for 10 minutes before they go out on the line. That's to speed up the drying process, I assume.
I actually haven't ever heard of that, because I would imagine that if you've used, first thing you would do, like when you're using a tumble dryer, one of the things you do is you'd make sure you spin out the clothes. But if it's a piece of clothing that you don't, you're not supposed to spin, I don't see the logic of putting it into the dryer before you put it out in the line. If you have a line and you've the ability to do it, I'd be putting it straight out into the line.
For speed, you know.
But when they come in from the line, you might give them a tumble just to make sure they're dried fully, because that's one of the things that can go wrong, Claire, is when people don't dry their clothes fully and they might have them a little bit damp going into presses and things into the closets when they're not dried fully. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Tell us about how to use your dryer properly in terms of making sure it's running efficiently. You have to do a few things. You can't just shove the clothes in and take them out again.
No, well, there's three different types of dryer. There's a vented, a condenser and a heat pump. And most of the dryers that are being sold now are heat pump dryers. They're more efficient because they reuse the heat. They remove the water from the clothes, but the hot air is recirculated. So that's number one. It's got a cost benefit. But the other thing is that there's three different parts to your washing machine, two or three, depending on the type of model you have. So you would also have a heat exchanger that we neglect a lot, which is down in the bottom usually of your tumble dryer, and you would remove the outside of that. You'd open the little door and then you remove a vented part, and then behind the vented part there's the heat exchanger. So lint and different and various bits and pieces can get stuck in that. So you just occasionally, it's not a big job, just take it out, run some water through it, make sure all the rubbers are cleaned and things like that, and that you've removed all the lint, and that will help the dryer, as well as removing the lint trap from the inside. And there might be a reservoir. If you have a condenser dryer or a heat pump dryer, you'd have a drawer that collects the water. Mm-hmm. So you need to empty that as well,
because it won't let you use it if that's full.
It won't. It'll beep at you, Claire. Beep at you, and it'll tell you no. You need to do this little job now.
So remove the water if that's the type of machine you have, and take the fluff out.
And take the fluff out. But every now and again, occasionally, go down, look at the thing at the bottom, and there's usually little clips. So just take that out and give it a wipe and give it a clean. And that will help, that will keep it running more efficiently and hopefully safer as well.
Now, a lot of people, as energy prices started to increase over the last little while, just said, I can't use that tumble dryer because it's too expensive. How expensive is it to run the tumble dryer?
Again, Claire, we've spoken about this before, the efficiency level of any piece of equipment will change and vary. So there's different energy ratings. So if you're in a position where you're looking at buying one, you know, if you buy an A++ one, that's going to be the most efficient. If you have a tumble dryer that's older, that won't be as efficient. So they generally work out at maybe about $260 to run, depending on how much what wattage of energy you use per hour. But you know, about €260 per hour. But there are different. Remember, when you're buying your machine as well, you can buy different drum sizes. So buying an appropriate drum size for the size of your household is also something to consider.
Okay, and if you are using it, is it important to, if you can, fill it as much as you can?
Yeah, like everything. Yeah, I would, yes. Not overfill it now, Claire, because remember, with your dryer, depending on what type of dryer and what capacity you have, so you can have a 7, 8, 9 or larger. So if you think about it, a 7 kg capacity would take about, just to give you a visual, 35 t-shirts. Or
that's a lot.
That's a lot. Or a double duvet. So I would fill it as much as possible. However, just be careful and be aware of the fabrics that you're mixing in, you know, putting them in together. So, you know, I would, there are generally different settings on some of the more modern dryers. So there's iron dry, extra dry. There could be wool or a mixed, you know, so you just have to be, you might have to look, do a little bit of looking and make sure that you're using the correct temperature for the type of fabric that you're using. You do not put wool. Now, some dryers say you can, but you would put that in at a very low temperature. It would not be at a high temperature. If you were going to use, say you had a wool blend or something like that. You know, we've all shrunk the jumpers, haven't we? I'd the favourite jumper.
Yeah, I'd be afraid of my life to put anything wool in there because I've learned from previous mistakes. But there are certain things that you really should never put into the dryer, Agnes.
Yeah, anything with an elastic, with a lot of elastic, like a bra, gym clothes, swimming togs. Now, they say don't put jeans in, but then again, if you have jeans that you want to kind of shrink back into size a little bit, the elasticity in it, you know, it will help shrink those back in again, but it might over time the elasticity will become less.
Go back to the gym clothes and the swimming costumes. What's the specific reason they shouldn't go in? Is that all shrinkage?
It's just the shrinkage. Oh. If you think about it, if it's it's an elastic, so it will over time the material will degrade and, you know, it'll just become, it'll go shapeless and it will lose the elasticity and you don't want that to happen. If you want, now it depends on how long you want to keep your clothes for, but usually those you can just put them on a rack or a drying, you know, just a clothes horse.
They'll dry really quickly.
But if you were to put them in, Claire, put them in at a lower temperature. You wouldn't put them in with a cotton now.
Yes.
Or for as long as with a cotton.
Disaster.
I'd put those out in the line and maybe finish them off in the thing if I needed to hurry them along.
And listen, I washed a boy's pair of trainers at the weekend and I was looking at them and they were outside in the sun but they weren't drying for me and I was just worried they were going to get a bit smelly again.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about putting them in the dryer. Now, it didn't in the end, and that would have been a mistake, would it, had I gone down that path?
Ideally, no, you don't put them into the dryer because if you think about it, they're going to be banging within. Now, it's not to say that it can't be done. Ought it to be done? That's a different thing. Should you, could you? You know, it can be done. Maybe it's not the best thing to do because, again, the plastic, you're heating through the plastic and the different, you know, the different materials that are in the runner. But Claire, if you, for those people who really need to clean the runners the whole time, there is an attachment you can get that you can put into your dryer that will, you can put shoes in and it's something that you just put the shoes on and it'll go into the dryer. So they're not banging around within the dryer, damaging any of your separate or anything like that.
And you have to be careful, as you say, of bits melting. And if the soles are glued to the shoe, you could run into trouble on that front too.
Absolutely, you can run into trouble. Now, something that you can put in to help the efficiency of your dryer are wool balls or little balls. Some people might use tennis balls, but they're actually a wool ball that you can buy now. You can pick them up. You know, they're one of those occasional things that you see in random shops. But if you put those in, that helps bounce, you know, they bounce around. So they keep they reduce static and they also, in, you know, help the efficiency of the tumble dryer.
Yeah, I've seen those for sale. I was never quite sure what
they were
for. They do make a difference, do they?
Oh, they do. Yeah, they definitely do. Especially to towels and things like that as well. Or a duvet. I have one that I would put into I'd leave it in there the whole time and I find it a more efficient. I prefer it to using a tumble dryer, you know,
sheet.
Yeah.
And it fluffs up the towels.
It fluffs up the towel. Well, the dryer will fluff it up, but that will help fluff it up. But also it improves the efficiency. Mm-hmm. And they're just a compact piece. They're compact wool. They were developed in New Zealand, as far as I'm aware.
Can you run me through the different symbols that we see on the labels? Because I think this can be confusing. Well, it's confusing for me. So I want to talk about what those symbols mean when it comes to tumble drying and whether you can or not.
Okay, so first of all, it's the square really is the one we're keeping an eye on when we're looking at clothes. Now, so it's a square. So if it's just a square with nothing in it, it means it can go into the tumble dryer. There's, you know, it's fine. Put it in, no problem. So if it's a square with one dot in the circle, it can be tumble dried, but please do it at a low heat. And a square with two dots in the centre, that can be tumble dried, but you can use a high heat. So just to be aware of that. And then one with an X mean a square with an X through it, do not tumble dry.
Obvious so, enough. But the square with the circle, with the empty circle in the middle, that's the one that gives you the green light, does it?
Yeah. No, it's just an empty circle. It's just the square. It just means, yeah, off you go, no problem, put it into the dryer.
Okay, so no circle involved.
No circle involved. I think that's more the dry cleaning side of things.
Okay, so we're looking for the square with the with nothing inside. With nothing. That means you can go ahead.
And if you think about it as well, Claire, on your iron, when you're ironing, you'll have different dots for temperature as well. And the one dot is low temperature, two dots is medium, and three dots is high. Mm-hmm. And that actually, you know, that makes sense. That follows on from the tumble drying.
Now, our weather is good, as we said, but if people are drying inside at the moment, not using the tumble dryer, a few quick tips.
Yeah, just don't put things directly on top of the radiators, you know, as a hanging space, you know, because you wouldn't have the heat on today. But, you know, use clothes horses. That would be one thing. You can put a dehumidifier in a room as well, because you don't want too much humidity in a room, and you don't want to be creating spaces where mould and things like that can grow.
Agnes, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much. Agnes Boucher-Hayes there once.